From time to time, it's really beneficial to recite the English counterpart of prayer to the Buddha, and because as you recite the translation, then you know what you are reciting. And if you can, rather than just parroting, if you can read carefully, reflect on the meaning from again and again, then it will lead to developing what is called the three levels of wisdom. Wisdom from hearing, wisdom from a reflection, and wisdom from meditation. Whenever you develop wisdom through constant meditation on a chosen topic, whatever that topic may be, it's called Gomjung Gishira, wisdom from single pointed with concentration. And there and then you also develop a physical and mental pliancy or a state of great bliss and joy, so that you physically you feel extremely supple, pliant, mentally the same, and as a result, however much and however long you do practice, you will never feel fatigued. So the prayers to Buddha is not flowery, it's not expressed in flowery language, it's not exaggerated through poetry, diction, metaphor, and so on. It's a statement of a fact of the person of a Buddha, who a Buddha is.
Jam Deng, Di, Jam Deng, dēji jāngbā dā yēnēn chū dēngbā sē tēnē sēng dōwā shīwī shikā kē chēngbō yīrā dā tsē dē nīpā chēngbō dō dō yō mūnē tēnē nēbō dā sē jirē.
For example, Buddha is called Dzongjin Dē, the Tibetan word, and the Sanskrit or Hindi, in Indian language is called Bhagavan. In Sanskrit it's called Bhagavan, but in Tibetan it has been translated by ancient translators in the 9th, 10th century as Dzongjin Dē. And which has been translated by recent modern translators as conqueror. So, Jom means conquer. Conquer what? Conquer for forces that held us back from moving forward. And these are called for demons of death, demons of delusion, and therefore demons. And den means laden, L-A-D-E-N, possessed of. Possessed of, or, you know, uncommon qualities, uncommon transcendent qualities.
Den是因为,Quran也特别,Den的,也Den嘛。那,给我,投机,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他,他
the first word or the prayer is Dunba. Dunba means teacher. So Dunba means a teacher. Buddha has no sense of negativeness. Is it right? Negativeness, that means they have, he doesn't hold. He has no masterliness in sharing knowledge. Whatever he knows, whatever he knows about anything, particularly about the way out of suffering and the way of happiness, without any reservation, Buddha shares according to need. Therefore, Dhamma means reveal, teach. So, on page 1, it says, Devarishekwa,
Jikkenchenwa,
Sugata, Knower of the World, Kibuddhawa, Supreme Dragger of Human Beings to be Tamed. And anyway, Kibuddhawa means spiritual transformer of people, spiritual transformer. Although this has been translated here as Supreme Driver of Humans to be Tamed, but you can say Kibuddha means spiritual transformer, and Kibuddha. Kalajiwa means one who change the course of direction. In other words, helps people wake up to reality and prioritize what is important, and therefore change direction. So these three phrases says, Knower of the World, Transformer of Humans, and who changes the course of human life. Highlight Buddha's qualities in terms of compassion, wisdom, and spiritual power.
Jiten chenpa, jiten chenpe yate, ta nanzin jiten pa, jiten nanzin pe, ta dimang nye le, towa mil towa songe, ta mi yate, dhūmā yuñyāgī, dhūmā kārīsā yuñyāgī, mālā dhyāvā kārīsā tōgī yuñyāgī, dhīgī tē, nē sāpā, jīmā jī jī shī dhyāvā, dhī yuñyāgī, chēnbī yuñyāgī.
So, Jīpīn Khyāmpā, lover of the world, this highlights or expresses Buddha's quality of knowledge or wisdom. And the knower of the world, in that Buddha knows the stage of being of the mundane world and how beings, you know, live their life. And the Buddha knows that life at large is basically fraught with suffering, problems, distress, physical, psychological. And where do these physical suffering and distresses come from? And Buddha knows where these sufferings stem from. Not only just know, Buddha also knows how to address them, so that knowing the technique, one can put in a permanent end to suffering. And that's because all beings in the world invariably long for some kind of a lasting state of well-being. And since Buddha knows that, the way out of suffering, the way of the suffering, and so on, lower of the world. So, Gibu Dua, when this translation in the fifth line says, Supreme Driver of Human Beings to be Tamed, which as I said, for reasons of ease, okay, transformer of the transformer of beings. So, Buddha is apathetically called transformer of beings, in that Buddha transforms and therefore tames the wild negative propensities of beings, unlike dictators who wage war, you know, use force to conquer, repress, oppress people through sheer force. Buddha uses no such thing. The only thing Buddha uses is the force of universal love, indiscriminate universal compassion. And Buddha works for the well-being of everyone who seeks well-being, whether those people have directly done something good to the Buddha or for the Buddha, like massaging their arm or whatever, or those people have physically aggressed Buddha in a really bad way, Buddha remains completely steady, unmoved by prejudices for and against. The only thing Buddha knows is how to work for others.
Senja kanchi lo yundi kalo na mashu di mobal lo gore decha da shedong tumyugun decha gom lo wa shedong lo wa tumyugun lo wa yinza di lo yundi lam nopa jino lo gore tindi yinza di lam nopa dele ya sha ni lam ta tawa dan kanchi chimbi lam li tsui ka juwa yinza ka juwa nipa ya nipa da denba yinza di nipa dena rangi kada sunda tu la sobi tindi yin chowa hansu teni dija lupi Tenzin kalau jiwu orang itu kalau jiwa leh, ini nipir ni.
When it says kalau jiwa, what do you have here?
Kalau jiwa ni pak.
Nada
orang kalau ni.
Ah, apa sahaja. Ibu jiwa, kalau jiwa. Anyway, it is the driver of humans. Kali Yuga means it has imagery of a charioteer or the rider of the horse who has the rein in the hand and then changes the course of the steed, the mount. In the same way, Buddha changes the direction of beings and then direction of beings. Why? Most beings in the mundane existence, they follow their noses. And when they follow their noses, they follow desire, attachment. They follow hatred. In that, hate becomes a strong impetus to act, aggress. And they think hateful, when they aggress, they think they're doing something, they're protecting themselves or doing something for themselves, not knowing that action is extremely harmful. Or, in other words, sentient beings are governed by desire, hatred, ignorance, and so on. When you follow these three strong inner forces or strong passions, desire, hatred, and ignorance, you invariably end up doing something negative. In other words, performing negative karma. So Buddha knows the way of the world, then Buddha helps change the course of human activities. So moves human beings away from desire, away from hatred, away from envy, jealousy, and so on. So this shows the Buddha's power, just as the horse rider, the charioteer, is in complete control of where the horse goes. In the same way, Buddha helps us make the right choice.
만드시다 대비는 엔젤라 로아 신체스로아 로아 신체 로아 신체 로아 세데 아주도 거 아데고 좀 조죠 가와두스네 로미 가와두스 코아란도 강기 로아세 대차다 대차긴로 제동로 뜨미운로 아 딘디기다 넘버시바도 제바 세안들라 제 제니들라 로아 신체
So, Tibetan word for living beings, not living things, is a big distinction is made. Tibetan word for living beings, which is normally called sentient beings, is Dowa, migrating, migrators. Do means go on the move, or the goer or the migrators. So where do living beings go? They go from one existence, from one realm of existence to another realm of existence with the change of a rebirth and a life. Okay, rebirth. And what makes them go? What makes them go within the bounds of mundane existence? What pushes them? What nudges them to move? Almost uncontrollably are desire makes them go, hatred makes them go, ignorance and other negative emotions, ignorance is not so much emotion, anyway, envy, haughtiness, so these are the forces that make beings move from one lifetime to another without control.
그래서 벤조로 셔시 강에서 대처를 도와래. 마음이 전에제 세트 치고 가게 탑에 가는 세트를 나와서 아니 나 가서 대처 제동을 도와래. 이 난식이 때 따다 방송라서 봤더니 괜히 미시이다 미시 몸비 도와.
So beings, for example, the rich and the powerful, they are nudged and they are driven by attachment to material wealth affluence. And the powerful and the dictators, they are driven by, of course, by power, attachment to power. And attachment to power then leads to anger, hatred for the opponent. So hatred moves such people, such beings. Whereas ordinary beings, as well as seemingly harmless ordinary beings, and as well as the animals, whilst they may not have a strong desire for things, strong passion for power and so on, they nevertheless are driven on the cycle of existence by ignorance about nature, the true nature of reality.
At the end of migration,
driven by desire, driven by hatred for the opponent and ignorance, at the end of the journey is always, at the end of the journey there's nothing but, in most cases, suffering. For example, we can use the fish when the fisherman throws his line or her line with a bait, and the poor fish swimming in the water looking for food. When people look for food, when it looks for food, there's a desire for food. Of course, it's for survival, it's a basic, but ultimately it's an attachment for food. An attachment for food, when it sees something shimmering in the water, it goes for it, and then that attachment hooks it out of water, and it loses its life. To give a simple example.
That is the same thing. That is the same thing.
So the remaining part of this 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 line prayer to the Buddha then says, if you turn to a Buddha who has these three things, wisdom, compassion and power, and who invariably, indiscriminately loves and cares anyone, whether they have harmed them, harmed him or her, the Buddha, whatever. So, then he says, if you turn to such a person will never let you down. Such a person, in fact, is revered in the world of humans, in the world of celestial beings, and so on. And so on, as you can see. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that did show some raw bottom. Huan Yung Bobo. It's true, nothing in the consulting and nothing in the area.
So now, talking of, Kishana is now leading into our topic by saying, who is it that turns to the Buddha? Who is it who that takes refuge in the Buddha? Who is it that wanders from one existence to another? And who is it that progresses on the path? Who is it that then moves and goes beyond mundane, breaks free from the vicious cycle of mundane existence, and then travel becomes a Buddha themselves. Who is it? That is I, person. That's called person or I.
Mm. 일단은 나라니 다스에디 간주지열스네 나다 다스에디 다 품보기 품보기 다 그러 다지 미카파라고 일단 때인데 미타사 이거로 하고 나다 다스 가기래 다인데 다스에 이실하고디 소 소파라고디 가지 소파 나이버 이제 소그래 나 소그래 얘는 뉴 이제 뉴 소화요 말에 모션은 나 소그래 얘는 모션은 두 소그래 Telenya, that's over young, Dodge from Bogna, to Jep, a Telia sobe, a Pachi, Tindi, sobe, sobachilla, Nas, that thing, Lizzie, Pagre, everyone.
So, now, this is a really important topic in Buddhism. We just had him, please bear with me, Kaddish. So, Geshe-la says, I, and who is I? Where is I? And I is a collection of five things. We call just aggregates or collection of five things. Form. Okay. Number two is called sensations. Number one is forms. Number two is sensation or feelings. Number three is sense of discriminating awarenesses. Number four is what is called volitions or volitions. Number five is volition, V-O-L-I-T-O-N, volitions. Number five is consciousnesses. Okay, then Geshe-la says, I, self, a person of my person, is a collection, minimum of four things. Okay, of the five things, remember, we exclude form. We have to have at least four things, because there's one plan of existence in Buddhist description where beings have no form. They live in formless realm. So, but they have the remaining four. So the minimum collection parts collected must be four, maximum six. Maximum six. Yes.
근데 계실 아는 게 뉴탈레 시 망탈레 두고라로 근데 거기 두 스탠지게 나 대대 지어도 하시
I'm I said Geshe-la when I said six some people raise their eyebrows and meaning could you explain
단디라 먼지게다 주지 분모 소유 분모 디시 분모 디시 분모 나바시 분모 나기 토 토라 아니 제단 자 자예네 나 마다체 아 디디 지 자초 자기어레 테인다 마다체 바이나 주드체 바레 나 마다 마체 바이나 데네 카자 마다 주드 주이 분모 예나 나 맹게들라 마다체 바 다야 주지 분모 메나 다 마다체다 요 말에 소 So, when this is not a shipment, but you didn't want to never. This is about it.
So, a person is minimally a collection of four things, maximally a collection of six things. Normally we say person, I is a collection of five things. Five. Form, feeling, discriminating awarenesses, volition and consciousness. Normally that's what we say. But Geshe-la added the six. And what is that? And he said sound, meaning speech, vocal faculty. Vocal faculty That is because there are some beings who do have a body but who cannot issue sound. They are, I mean, they have a body but they don't have a, they can't issue sound, not link, therefore, you know, language, for example. And they are a being, but in the formless realm, in the formless realm, because beings there have no physical form, the issue of a sound and a vocal faculty is out of question. So they have only four.
Then Kunza Riyapa Yashina Rani and Seno Soda Ishi So Lazon Bushigin Latin Shia Pugia and Pugia. That do it as a much easier than the child, the Shadon, the Moonstone, the Tapi, Tangshin, Rani Tan, Pumbo, Jo, not to be in a Techazon, the Shashi, the Moonstone, the Tapi, the Tamsi, Tidon, I are posted in my name, but the Ami, Ken, Shiawane, to do what it.
So it is this way of what do we call I, person or self, that involuntarily, uncontrollably takes rebirth until you break free. Until you break free from the vicious cycle, the domain, you just go round and round and round. So. It is that, it is the person, it is I that goes round. Sometimes you go to the top tiers where things are better. Sometimes you have to go down into the lower bottom, lower tiers where things are much, you know, just unbearable. Sufferings of heat, cold, hunger, thirst, and so on. And so, when do people go to the top tiers? People go to the, beings go to the top tier from lifetime to lifetime. If they have managed to be good, good people who have done good deeds. And then, when people are driven by strong desire, strong attack, the anger, envy, and so on, then what they do is, in most of the time, harmful actions, not only harmful to the victims immediately, but on the long term to upon oneself. So these then, you know, Geshe-la says, these people are then bound, chained by desire, hatred and anger. Their five aggregates are bound by these, and they sort of fall down into the lower realms.
That concept is a bit really fishy, is that such it? That you chain on any concert, any casa. Look, any da, some given all on it, that concept in this fishy argument, anybody, log it.
So now, as I was saying before, we are going through the four schools of thought, and the second school of thought, we are dealing with the issues of second school of thought. And of second school of thought, we are dealing with the, we are dealing with what is called subject and object. Of subject and object, we're dealing with the there are three kinds of things called subject. Person is a subject. Consciousness is a subject because, you know, the objects, visual form. And sound, linguistic language or linguistic terms are also called subject because they have their meanings and so on. So Geshe-la says, we have roughly covered what a person is and why is person a subject. What are the objects of this? We covered that last week. Now, let's move on to talk about the second category of subject according to this school. And the second category of subject is consciousness. And now, on page 233, as you can see, it says consciousness. There are two kinds of consciousness, prime cognitions and non-prime awarenesses. Are two types of consciousnesses. Prime cognitions and non-prime awarenesses.
但你前面的前面是你写的我的好像你给什么是用上的三级的居住能力的那些写的你写同意考的这个是前面写的是这么路吧那个甚至马路吧希望新年的了才马的甚至马路吧马新年的了才马门吧我认识是也把什么当一年的可是感觉是什么当一年的这个人的给预计那次怎么解释新年的了才马怎么解释没事给的才马门吧
Now this topic this topic, which is the consciousness as the subject, is very critical to spiritual development. For us to grow spiritually, our knowledge must be grounded in what is real, on the ground reality. And therefore, what perceives what is real and what is not real is human faculty for past tenses and mental consciousness, collectively called consciousnesses. It's only when we are accurately informed and we know something accurately, then we make the right, correct choice. The correct choice will bring, you know, desirable, uplifting, transformative outcome.When we misread this ground reality, the real situation, then that will influence our choices. And the choices will be wrong ones as a result, undesirable consequences. So there are two kinds of all consciousnesses, all five sensory consciousnesses and mental consciousness,broadly now fall into two groups. One is called prime cognition. Prime cognitions are awarenesses or consciousnesses that know the truth, that know things as they are. Whereas non-prime awarenesses are consciousnesses, human faculty,They think they know it, their situation, but they do not actually know things as they are.
但你的개정부관리시는세명이유때정말지지시에는간수직이유되라대마쓰기로돼세명이로기간유되라정말지지시에매에서그증바쓰라고
So, these two broad categories of consciousness are critical in that what is known by prime cognitions or valid or prime cognitions are based on ground reality.And therefore, what these consciousnesses know are called truth. And truth prevails. Truth doesn't, you know, waver. So truth remains steady, reliable. Whereas, what is perceived, what is cognized, what is understood, meaning misunderstood, by non-prime awarenesses,of things that a lot of things that do not match the ground reality, and therefore falsities. So false or misinformation, but falsity is the object perceived by non-prime cognitions or awarenesses.
베나만즈 미치 스테바드 미치 통화이나 왔다니 스테바드 문에 레다 데 문에 레다 데 담바레 담바 데샹스 카이스니 키 미그 고 마슈베 미지 데 세오세가 통화스 데 보세 고선세야 세오세 통화선세야 뭐 되게 정말 지지 통해 정말 지지 고야 되니 거의 유대라 담바세고로 그 문에 레 담바레세 데미 자샹로 토야 뉴스 토고요.
For example, there's a major case, and then a witness is called to verify that person X murdered person Y. And then people involved in the process say, person X murdered person X Y. If you ask why, because person, let's say person A saw that there's a witness. And the witness is a person who has no visual impairment, whose sight, who has healthy sight, who has healthy hearing, and a person has no reason to tell lies because under oath, otherwise it's perjury, and therefore, then you said the person X killed person. That person I X killed Y is true. Although nobody knows, but this person A has he has witnessed it. And how can we trust what he has witnessed as real truth? Because what his eyes see, what his impairment free eyes see, is true. And what he has heard, there's nothing wrong with his hearing, and therefore he has heard, he has seen, and he says he has seen them, seen the murder committed, and that has to be true.
He says, "Could Thomas just come and see you later? Can I teach you something? That if you don't have a mission, you just go and tell me later. Call him. Let you talk. If you end up mission, call him. Let you my own. Give. Can you tell me you call him? Zimbar. Zimbar. What did you say?
Now, let me give you an example of a falsity, a falsehood. Okay, there's a person who is going to the mountains, and the person has put on a pair of glasses with a yellow tint, is it? And when they're on the mountain, now, when they see mountain and the snow, what they're actually looking at is snow, but what they actually see is yellow snow. And now, the glass that the person used to protect his eyes makes him see the snow as yellow, although he doesn't believe it is yellow, unless it's really off his mind. So what he sees, although he doesn't believe it is yellow, but he can't help seeing the white as a yellow. And therefore the tinted glass, the tint of his glasses has affected his visual consciousness in seeing what is otherwise a white as a yellow, and therefore the consciousness is unreliable. as and what is yellow, the vision of snow as a yellow snow perception of the yellow snow is also false and not grounded in reality.
Mm. 근데 이제 세미기 유티기 싸우 세마 강이는 되기니까 그 세마 디기 유교 그런 세마 통해 세오 세장 통해 그 유지이나 대라 대마시다 세오 세장 만통 받지 그게 배 가자 진 세온 통해 그 셔 통계로 유튼데 열었어서 간다 즘바 예비 즘바래
그래서
세마 디기 유지 통하지 세오 세장 만통하지 이 협을 진 통보해줘.
맨날같이.
딱 그런 게, 딱 주민 통보해. 어디, 곧 앞에, 답변을 읽다, 독법을 읽다, 소리 간다. 그래서 앞에는 맞다바지, 이 세워 통해, 협도 그 통대고, 맞다바 통과 논식고 세워 통해, 주는 매일, 상제랑 매일, 들으더라?
응.
이랬다, 또 저런 건 말이 했어요.
So, the thing that we need to remember about all consciousnesses into two categories, prime cognitions and non-prime cognitions, according to this school, is what is empirically and starkly perceived by unimpaired senses is called truth. Is it truth? And what is seen indirectly, something that is understood indirectly or via direct perception of something real, but incidentally you establish something else. Rather inference, for example, inference. That kind of awareness is called non-prime awareness.
다른데 유카는 대비 대장 통해야 되라 하장 칼칼카우시라 이거래. 때는 안도 칼라지. 칼라 직선 잡아 제장 미지 칼라 쓰네. 이 칼라 루지 미 미니게 세리나. 직선이 아무 저 쉬워도 스타지 그래. 이 로봇이 다가 아 뇌에서 직선이 어디에 대한로. 얘 신도 아직이선 어 저민도 세야지. 그 칼라지는 무슨 것단에 통통을 잡았음 땡대는 거예요. 되게 통해 가르치는 컨트롤 송그 칼라 좋아 가르친 주소를 칼라 차는 주소를에다 가르치는 주소를 딱 이제 제지 몸을 레벨 봐. 손에 동서 몸을 레벨도 와.
대상의 에너지이다.
그래서 이게 여기 내재에 정말 제시 통행 이런 게 통구도 세나야 가고 있어야 돼. 세미네 통행 시에 오늘 제삼 다 제게.
Now perception of truth is very hard. Okay, it's hard to decide the perception of truth. Even if somebody says, "I see." I see it empirically, without any imageries or any without any veiling factor. Even if something is manifestly perceived, manifestly tasted, but the truth behind that, truth behind a manifestly perceived, okay, empirically perceived. Would vary. For example, let's say a top chef has prepared a piece of dish, and you present the same dish to three people. The first person who has nothing wrong with the tongue sense tastes this, and they will say, that it's extremely delicious, yummy, and the best taste. Whereas the same dish is presented to the second person, his or her judgment would be, it's okay. Whereas if you give a dish to another person, the same dish, cooked at the same time, in the same microwave or whatever, to the third person, they'll say, and again, there's nothing wrong with the tongue consciousnesses of three people. But the third person says, that's awful. They have tasted the same thing and nothing wrong. And the tongue consciousness has, you know, tasted directly the three things. But they have three now, what can I say?
Judgments.
Yeah, three judgments of the same item.
That isn't clear, I think.
So, what should, who should we trust? Who is right in this case?
All right and all wrong.
Someone dumber, someone no reason.
No, I'm saying no right and no wrong.
No.
I'm saying no right and no wrong.
계시다. 나 하고 있어. 그래, 그래야 돼. 아, 예, 예, understood. That's correct.
가장 샤브 솜드지 헤르레. 아리는 니 참을 이래.
Two days ago, then I was talking to one of my Tamil's nieces.
네, 그 아리 그런 데서 이게 있었는데 아리 상황, 다들 재미있는 상황 깨라 전부 싶더세. 그 칼라 상의 재미있어.
She said she had gone to a Chinese restaurant, which was not far from where she lives.
아니 칼라지 나 아직 딱 그 공대라고 지 내 공야라 할아지 이제 칼라지 나 아니.
And she looked at the menu and she thought she chose a dish that was not too pricey, not too cheap.
아니 칼라키를 판 너한테 신고 가오라 이게 조금 지난 카치 세지 세가사 직대 물에 비슷.
And it looked delicious, and from our side she took it home, and she was hungry, and she, you know, she had a first bite and looked at it. It was insects.
Ah, 그 시위 또 이제 시위 뭐 이제 뭐 시위 대단 민 뭐 시위도 이 상해 때 먹은 듯이 다 아마 가르쳐도 돼. 아, 되게 돼. 같이 뭐
지금도 farm. Anyway, she was served the food and she had a first bite. And when she, there was kind of, anyway, all insects on meat. Anyway, she said, women's insects. And she was just, she was disgusted. And she threw up. And there were a lot of people who had bought the same thing, enjoying. And they were just, they looked at her. So, she was taken ill because of that. Rather than seeing a physician, she says, "Uncle," and she told the story, and she says, "Uncle, I had eaten this Chinese food in a Chinese restaurant. Now I'm feeling really ill. Do you think that I had some kind of food poisoning or some poisoning?"
예, 가라 들면 돼. 저런 생각 두기 쉬운 거지. 이제 팀 말은 어디지? 가라가 뒤지에 말해. 이 가라 쪽밖에 말이지. 예, 너는 신세 살이네. 나는 야부 어렸을 때 나도 뒤지 그 노공에 땅 펑펑디. 나 뒤리 야부 좋아했어.
So, I was point blank and said, the food wasn't poisoned. It's your mind that was poisoned, and therefore your mind made it dirty and yucky. And it really made you, you know, disgusted. You had a disgusting feeling. You know, when all people are eating, you shouldn't be so uptight about things. Enjoy what is presented. And therefore, last night I rang. She said she was feeling better.
Me. 손주지치를 신고해요. 코라치고 신고해요. 대우 등보를 같이 있는 학문도.
So anyway, other customers who ordered the same dish, they were enjoying themselves. And my niece, she thought it was awful. And now
Yeah, she had ill.
지치는 거라기 지금 성한 지 몸 무게 내가 더세 있는 거예요.
And the only thing that would have made other people not lose their taste would be, you know, the way she reacted and threw up.
나 뉴스를 지금 또 나한테 배 가서 때 차비 온 들어간다고 다. 되니 가서 제동 온 들어가서 봐. 근데 온 게 딱 된다. 로마르 나진 시에네 딱 제다. 되니 내 말아서 들이 가를 때리나. 차비 온 게 때버이다. 제 그 유코라는 내체 제 토종에서 내. 다 제동 온 게 때리나. 내체 때도 만들 둘로 내서 된다. 그 나진 동네로 나진에 봐 유진 내 통틀라. 이제 봐. 방귀열. 근데 또 이제 세미로 시에도 또 디스에 되고 그래.
So when I asked who is right of three people, and you said no one is right, no one is wrong, and so on. And now, when people have a different opinion of the same thing presented, for example, food tasting, wine tasting, whatever. When people, people's experience of food, for example, culinary experience, can be tainted by negative emotions of attachment, disdain, dislike, and so on. And if people, while the same dish is presented, or same wine is presented, if they taste, the person who thought it was really, it looks nice, an attachment arouses in the mind, and then attachment would heighten the taste, the given taste, and the person would give a judgment based on tinted. A person will give a tinted judgment, tinted by prior attachment. Whereas if the person, the second person tasting the same dish or the same thing, didn't have a favorable opinion the moment they saw the thing, even if just a hint of presence of hint of dislike, a prejudice, and even a slightest prejudice, that would tint their judgment, and wouldn't, and they would say, it is X and Y, or it's not so good, or it's okay, and things like that. So, in other words, forces like desire, hatred, jealousy, and so on, they color our senses and experience by them of their objects. It was 1980 hours in Lhasa, the Tibetan capital, and not far from Lhasa is a place called Nyachuka. And people are saying that there's a Chinese restaurant which served dishes that nobody ever tasted, and it was very popular.
이렇게 샤이, 근데 샤이 때문에 샤, 가장 신분 있을 때, 좋아들 있을 때, 사고요.
And there's particular meat dish was very famous. That people said they serve one kind of fish, one kind of meat, and that is extremely delicious.
네, 이만치 딱 봐도 저기 지기 깔아놓는 딱 샤이니 깔아. 미식이 죽으시켜도 와요. 가라는데.
And one day, while people, you know, were enjoying their favorite meat dish, all of a sudden, a customer found a human finger in the. And then this customer shouted, "There's a human finger in my dish, and who is responsible?" And it became a big scene, and the police came, and the police checked. I mean, it is a human finger, it was a human finger, and they checked if it belonged to one of the workers at the restaurant. It belonged to none of the workers. None of the workers had accidentally chopped their dish or their finger. And the police closed the restaurant to investigate and further. And when they searched a restaurant up and down, down basement, they found a lot of human heads. And the restaurant was in fact serving human flesh to people. And the people that the dish that there was so popular among people happened to be human flesh.
Oh yeah. Anyway,
the owner of the Chinese the owner of the Chinese, and from then on, all Chinese were expelled from this area. So no Chinese was allowed to run this restaurants anyway. So unfortunately, it's a true story, and not only Chinese people, but you know, a lot of Tibetans disappeared around that time, and people disappeared, and then thought, and people said, "Oh, he would have escaped to India," and people concluded that they had gone to India, and once they had gone to India, nobody, you know, traced them and so on. So yes, indeed, it looks like they went to India in a very nasty way.
Oh yeah, okay.
Anyway, again, we have to stop where we started talking about consciousness as, you know, a subject. Consciousness, the two kinds of groups of consciousnesses, prime cognitions and non-prime cognitions or awarenesses. We'll stop here tonight. Jawan de jalan ke jayang
The Buddha's teachings, the source of the Buddha's teachings, so you didn't prosper in the end.